Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What happens when you live a miracle-filled life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Each week on Breakthrough Miracle Radio, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and move from stuck to unstoppable. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa to traveling to over 55 countries, helping people around the world tap into the power of their soul. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to birth your biggest dreams. Here is your host, Saskia Roel.
Good morning, everyone. I'm your host, Saskia Roel from BreakthroughMiracles.com. And I'm very excited today to have our show on Breakthrough Miracle Radio because we have an amazing guest. And that is Joan DiMaggio. She's going to talk about Your Soul Remembers. And this show is all about soul. Your soul, how to activate that high potential and how you can birth your biggest dreams. So stay tuned. We are live each Wednesday at 9 Eastern Time and 6 Pacific Time. And like I said, today you're in for a very, very wonderful conversation with Joan DiMaggio. And let me say a few words about Joan. She is an inspired teacher, a member of the International Association for Regression Research and Therapies. She has been professionally pursuing past life research and therapy for over 25 years. She headed her own past life research center outside of Chicago and brought that to Virginia in 1995. And she also has a master's in transpersonal studies degree, and she's the author of Soul Writing, Conversing with Your Higher Self. Today, we're going to talk about Your Soul Remembers, accessing your past lives through writing. And I'm thrilled about this subject. I was just having a short conversation with Joan before the show because I have, for the last 15 years as a past life regressionist, seen such amazing, basically miracles happen when people access past lives. But I want to give the floor to Joan. Joan, welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm really glad to be here with you.
Joan, I ask usually my guests always this question, like, you know, we all have a soul's path. And at some point, we basically open that door to our soul. And what happens then? Has that happened to you? And what was that crucial moment?
Well, I always identified myself as a reporter for the universe. Mm. I've been a writer, not just in this life, but in many other lifetimes as well. And I've worked on an ideal, which is to inspire and empower people through the written word. I didn't really apply that to past life work until I had some experiences maybe 20 or so years ago in which I was able to tap into my past life through a form of what I call soul writing. Edgar Cayce called it inspirational writing, which is basically a written form of meditation. And I was able to tap into other time periods when I was doing the writing, and I thought this was a fascinating technique, and began to do some research on it, wrote my thesis on it, and worked a little bit with Frank DeMarco, who wrote a book called Chasing Smallwood. And he was in that book, he was writing with a past life aspect of himself. So that's been my passion. The passion has always been the writing combined now with the past life work.
Joan, how does that work? You said you did it yourself. Somebody regressed you, and then you started to do the soul writing? Or
no, it was interesting. It started when I was a child. I had asked for a secret code that my parents wouldn't be able to decipher. And so I inadvertently sort of stumbled onto it. I was only 9 years old. I was sitting under the sink in the bathroom and praying like a good Catholic girl and said, Jesus, can you help me come up with this code? And I sat there with a pad of paper on my lap and a pen in my hand, and these little figures started to come up. And 25 years later, I was in a calligraphy class and discovered that that actually was the Phoenician alphabet from 1000 B.C. So somehow I had tapped into that, whether that was a past life coming through or whether I was just tapping into the collective consciousness and pulling that in, I don't know. And then it happened again in college when I would take an 18th century American history course. I would come in and take an essay exam, and most of the time I wasn't prepared. But I said my prayer, quieted my mind, asked for guidance, put the pen down, and off the pen would go, and always got an A. And professor said I had this uncanny feel for the 18th century. And then it happened finally when I was listening to a subliminal writer's tape that Dick Sutphin had produced called Start Writing Now. And in it he talked about see yourself writing and you're a successful writer, and just create a movie, create a visual, and see yourself writing. And whenever he said that and then gave us the time to actually process that thought, I would see a woman coming down these stairs and sitting at a table, pulling out a piece of paper, getting a pen, and when she would start to do the writing, I would start to do the writing as well. And I was getting diary entries from like 1794 or 1802, and I thought, what in the world is this? I don't write like this. It read like a historic romance novel. And it took a while before I put two and two together and realized that that's exactly what I was doing, that I was tapping into a past life aspect of myself and enabling that to come through on the paper. So I thought, if I could do it, I wonder if anybody could do it. And that's when I designed this research project on which the book is based.
Well, we are at a wonderful point because I would love to hear more, Joanne, about that. But we're at break time.
Okay.
So listeners, please stay tuned. We are talking with Joan DiMaggio about Your Soul Remembers and how you can access your past lives. Stay tuned, and we're going to be right back.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness helped me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
If you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, if you want a book that will change your life, then you won't want to miss getting Sandy Brewer's compelling memoir, Pursuit of a Light. Get it now on our holiday gift sale for only $9.97. Plus, receive Sandy's special gift to you of her amazing audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing. Go to sandybrewer.com, click the book tab to place your order, and at checkout, use the coupon code HOLIDAY. Get the sale package valued at over $40 for only $9.97 today at sandybrewer.com.
Hi everyone, we're back on Breakthrough Miracle Radio with your host Saskia Roel, and we have our guest Joan DiMaggio, and Joanne, how can people connect with you and find more about your book or your website?
My website is joannedimaggio.com. It's joannedimaggio.com. And my book is available through Amazon.
Thank you so much. Joanne, because I can imagine there's a lot of listeners, because the whole show we're going to talk about past lives. Mm-hmm. What do you say to the people who are skeptical about past lives?
Well, that question comes up quite a bit, and it's really a matter of faith and belief, because there are some people who say, you know, I have to have proof, and that's really not the way this works. My belief is that you are the sum total of all that you have ever been, and who you are, your sex, your race, your nationality, your station in life, your career choices, relationship choices, all of those are not random. All of those are based on previous lifetimes in which you have worked on specific issues. And if you didn't finish those issues, you've brought them with you into the present. And the whole theory of reincarnation, you know, even people that are religious who say, well, this isn't in the Bible, actually it was in the Bible until the Council of Nicaea in the 5th century when it was taken out. But all through history, from Socrates up to Albert Schweitzer and Voltaire and many, many of the great thinkers throughout the world, throughout the centuries, have quoted a belief in reincarnation. So I think just reading my book, it starts in Pompeii, 79 AD, and goes up to the Holocaust. And these are all very intelligent, professional people who were agreeing to be part of my research project. And I think if you read their stories, you'll see the connection between what was going on before and what's happening now. And that's really what this work is all about, as you so well know. It's mm-hmm. about what's going on in the here and now. How can we resolve these issues? If we go to the root cause of them, we can see them more clearly, and we can move past them and have a very transformational experience once we understand the parallels and the repeated behavior patterns that we've brought into this life.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. What I found fascinating, Joanne, is when, you know, in one of the first chapters you're describing, I think it's Frank who has asthma, and you're saying is that, you know, that issue was related to a past life, what he was experiencing in this life, and that looking at it or opening up a past life and understanding it can completely clear away a physical issue.
Right. Frank was the first case of spontaneous healing that I had ever experienced. I don't know if you've had this in your practice. I've read about this before, but I had never had anyone come to me that has actually experienced this. his past life was in Pompeii. He smothered in the caves. Just so that your listeners understand a little bit about that lifetime, he was a young man, late teens, early 20s, learning to be a diviner in fire, meaning he was learning to look into the fire so that he could see the future, and he was to share that information with the people there. But he was a very arrogant, egocentric young man. Nobody believed him. So when he saw the destruction from Vesuvius, he tried to warn everybody, but nobody listened to him. When the volcano erupted and people were panicking and there was a stampede, he felt so guilty that he just decided to die with everybody. He went into the cave and he suffocated. So that was 79 AD. Come forward to 2011 when I actually did the regression with Frank. And he didn't make the connection so much in the past life regression as he did when he did the soul writing portion of the research project. And because after the regression, I would ask people to, I'd put the pad on their pad of paper on their lap and a pen in their hand, and I gave them the instruction while they were still in an altered state of consciousness. Ask your soul if there's any additional information it can give you about that life through the written word on paper. And the first sentence he wrote was, asthma, the result of seared lungs, ? And then when he made the connection that the reason it was happening in this life was because he was basically doing the same kind of work that he was doing in Pompeii. He was getting in front of groups of people. He was talking to them about conversations with the other side. And the reminder was, don't have a big ego, don't be arrogant, because people won't believe you, and it's important that people believe you, that you have some credibility. Once he made that connection, that's what it was all about, the asthma disappeared.
You know, it's fascinating, and I can give an example, which is also so profound. I mean, it's a very tangible, it was very tangible proof. I worked, this is 15 years ago, with a lady who had three children, and all their, every time she gave birth, it was like so arduous, and it took like 3 days and forceps and C-sections, and you know, it was an ordeal. And I give birth, and I think it's a past life talent actually, as well. I've given birth to five children, but basically with each birth, like a half hour from the first contraction to actually squatting down and having them in my arms. Mm-hmm. And as I was, you know, working with past life and doing hypnotherapy, I'm like, you know, I am no different. My body is the same as her body. So what's going on with her? There must be some blockages, and it could be maybe past life. So I regressed her. She did a couple of sessions. And what happened was that because she was very open, you know, she did yoga. I couldn't figure out, it could only be a past life what was blocking her. And we went into the past lives, and usually I can see what the other people see. And, you know, she was giving birth while she was in the war, I think it was the French Revolution, and she was chased on a horse while she was in labor.
Oh,
well, basically the baby half came out and the baby died, and it was this whole horrible event.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we regressed her, released it, and then she birthed her fourth child in 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was... Mm-hmm. Such amazing proof, like when we, you know, work with past life regression, what can happen? I mean, from 3 days to 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it was so easy, and, you know, it was just amazing.
Right. That's the power of this work.
Yeah. That is
very transformational. Mm-hmm.
And you're saying, Joanne, that, for example, if somebody has a physical issue, that issue was also present, but maybe in a different way in a past life?
Well, yeah, the people bring forward physical karma, and not everybody, but that for those that it is an issue. And lately, I've had many people contact me who are having physical challenges in this life who have suddenly realized that it might be from a previous lifetime. Perhaps they've exhausted every other avenue to find out why is this happening? What is the source of this? So I've had people coming to me with Parkinson's disease, with really bad cases of psoriasis, with heart disease, wanting to know, is this related to a previous lifetime. I had one woman who was just covered head to toe with psoriasis, and she went back to a lifetime in which she was a call girl in the Old West. And when I took her through the death scene, I said, well, what was the last thought you had before you passed over? And she said, I didn't like being touched, and I don't want to be touched. So in this lifetime, she has psoriasis, and she got her wish. And I always tell everyone that many times the last thought you had at the moment your soul leaves the body in that previous life sets up another lifetime. Now, she may have had lifetimes between these two, just as Frank has had, I'm sure, many lifetimes between the one in Pompeii and the one here. But you choose the circumstances, the opportunities for growth in a particular lifetime, and you choose what you're going to work on. And it just seems like right now there is a pattern of many people with physical challenges who are searching for the root cause of them, which are often in a previous lifetime, as you know.
Yeah. And I talk with a lot of women now who go through basically extreme hormonal, like menopause challenges. Could that also be related to past life?
It could be. I mean, I think everything can be. There's a reason for everything and a logical reason for everything, which is one of the other reasons why I love this work, because we do live in a universe that is balanced and in harmony, and karma is the cause and effect. And, we bring with us, we reap what we sow, and bring with us issues that, we didn't finish before that we need to finish now. And they may manifest in all sorts of ways that we couldn't really put it together unless we did this work in an altered state and tapped into that subconscious memory of the origin of some of these issues.
Right. And the way I work with people, we don't do one past life, but several past mm-hmm. lives. And I've been regressed, in retreats. And like I've gone through so many past lives where you then indeed see there's a pattern throughout these different lives. Mm-hmm. But I see we are heading for a break time. Stay tuned. We have an amazing conversation about your soul remembers. Stay tuned and we'll be right back.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Hi, everyone. We're back on Breakthrough Miracle Radio. Today we have Joanne DiMaggio talking about Your Soul Remembers. But before we go further, I attend your attention to if you want to have that breakthrough miracle and you're blocked and you want to write that book or you want to find your soulmate or you want to change careers, on my website, breakthroughmiracles.com, I have 7 gifts. And if you fill in your name and your email address, I send you 7 gifts to help you experience that breakthrough miracle and also help you to learn to listen to your soul, to tap into the power of your soul so you don't have confusion or frustration or, you know, wondering what direction you have to go. You will also, when you sign up, get every Monday morning a soul card reading. And people love that more than anything I put out on my newsletters. The Monday morning soul card readings are so popular. So you get all of that for free, but you have to go to breakthroughmiracles.com. And I'm sure everybody wants to know now about Joanne DiMaggio. Like, how can people connect with you, Joanne?
Well, they can connect with me on my website, which is joannedimaggio.com. It's J-O-A-N-N-E. DiMaggio, just like the baseball player, for those of you who know. Information on my book about the regression work that I do, about soul writing, and the lectures and workshops that I offer across the country are on that website, and the books are available through Amazon.
Thank you, Joanne. Joanne, what has been your most profound experience in your whole research project?
Wow. I think the most profound was the fact that I had a soul group come forward. And by a soul group, I mean that there were people who were attracted to this project, who did not know each other, but who had basically almost identical experiences. And I had never, again, experienced anything like that. So there were 3 of them. 2 were male, 1 was a woman. And the first one relived a life in, it was either England or Germany. She was 1203. She said her life was precarious and that she was at risk from men who roamed the woods. She has a little girl that she hides in a cave, and eventually these men come and find them, and they drag the daughter away. Then I had another one who was also same time period, who talked about being fearful of these armor-clad soldiers and who would come in, and they come through these villages. And they come in, she feeds them, but they become drunk, and they assault her. She defends herself. She kills one of the soldiers, and then she's killed. And then I had a gentleman who came in who, again, talked about the same time period, same location, and said, oh, a group of soldiers have come in, and they've taken a little girl around 7 years of age. And then he said, I'm that little girl. So it amazed me because they were all, they all lived in the 13th century. They all were in Europe. They all described the fear of invading soldiers, and they all experienced a traumatic event at the hands of those soldiers. And the one woman who said that her daughter was dragged away, in this life, she and her daughter are together again, but in this life, her daughter was once again dragged away, this time by the police. She was accused of murder. So her daughter was dragged away by the police, and then she was sentenced to life in prison. So, again, the two of them had to undergo that traumatic separation. So that was, to me, I read about soul groups before. Mission to Millboro was the one book that came to mind, but I had never experienced it, where three total strangers came in and talked about the exact same time period and almost the exact same thing happening to them. So then for each of them individually, of course, there were different lessons in it, how they were applying it to this life, and we explored that. But the fact that this happened, that this group came together, absolutely fascinated me.
That absolutely does. And what about families, Joanne?
Families coming together?
Yeah.
Well, in this case, this woman was with her daughter again. That happens almost all the time. Because one of the questions I asked them at the end of the regression is, are there any people from the past life that are in your life now? And I asked them to identify them. I said, they're not going to look the same. They may not even be the same sex, and the roles have changed. But you'll know the essence of their soul. You'll get a sense of them, and you'll get a feeling for them. And, so often everyone would say, like yesterday, you know, the other day I did a regression, and this man has two daughters in this life, and he said, well, the one daughter was my grandmother, and the other daughter was my my mother in that lifetime. So that happens on a regular basis.
Yeah, you know, I know in my life, I know my husband and I know my children from before, and I recognize when I meet people, I can recognize them from past lives as well. But you know, sometimes it's tricky because they don't, and
right.
I just know, well, there's a very strong connection. I am sure we've met, and then tuning in, then information comes up like, oh, you know, the story reveals itself suddenly. It's a fascinating subject.
And I think that the interesting thing about it is that we made that agreement in our pre-life, our life between life session, that these souls, we do operate, we do have a soul family. And we do operate as a group, and we change roles from time to time, but we agree to come in with each other to help each other work on whatever issues that we're working on now. So,
we have free choice. So as a soul, you can just, or I don't know how exactly it works, but you can just choose not to learn your lessons, correct?
Exactly. And then, but that doesn't mean that they go away.
They don't.
You know, you'll have to deal with them at some point in time, but you do sort of do a review. I believe you do a review of the past and think, well, gee, you know, I had that lesson in responsibility, and I just did not pass that. Because I think of Earth as a school. You know, we're coming here. We've got a curriculum that we're following, and when we learn the lesson, we pass the lesson. We don't have to do that again. So if your lesson is responsibility, and you come here, and the souls around you agree to come to help you learn that lesson, you know, they're going to, you're going to be faced with that over and over again with these people. And you can choose to learn it or not. And so it's better to learn it and put it behind you so that you could get on with it.
You know, I always say to, because I work a lot with the soul, and I always say, like, you got to listen to your soul and act on it, because your soul gives you the clues, and your soul is always so daring. Your soul's always one step ahead of you. Like, I woke up one morning and my soul said, Saskia, it's time to leave Holland. You're going to go to America. Go to America. And, you know, we have five kids, and we're both entrepreneurs in Holland. But in a nutshell, we basically listened. Mm-hmm. Bought a house over the phone. We had hardly any money. The kids didn't speak a word of English. And this is in 2001. And we moved. Mm-hmm. We came to America with basically one suitcase, five children who didn't speak the language, and this big dream. And I felt like everything went so in the flow, because this was part of my soul's path. And
That's
then the universe shows up and things work in synchronicity.
Exactly. That's how I got to Virginia. I was born and raised in Chicago, and had no reason to come to Virginia, except my soul kept gnawing at me, you know, to find home. And I put home in quotes. And when I got here, I just breathed this sigh of relief. I felt like, I'm home. This is where I'm supposed to be. I think a lot of people have that feeling, but don't act on it.
And they don't.
They really should. You know, I mean, that's their path. They don't have to if they don't want to, but wonderful things happen when you do.
Wonderful things happen when you do. And I always say to people, it's a pretty daring path as well. But mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. yeah, it is. It's so worth living that. But I see we have to go to break time. Listeners, stay tuned. We're talking with Joanne DiMaggio about Your Soul Remembers. Stay tuned and we will be right back.
Are you interested in learning about how to add more eco-conscious living into your life? Amy Tuwillis, broker and owner of Rhino Roz Realty, is dedicated to helping people buy and sell healthy homes. She strives to educate people on incorporating more green features into your environment. Rhino Roz Realty wants to be a resource before, during, and after a transaction. Whether someone is buying or selling a single-family home, multifamily, condo, or investment property, Rhino Roz can provide the service and knowledge that is needed to make informed decisions. For a free market analysis or more information about greening your home, contact Amy at rhinoroz.com, rhinoroz.com, or call 206-508-1250. Rhino Roz Realty, charging on your behalf in the Northwest.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness helped me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hello, we're back on Breakthrough Miracle Radio, and we have our special guest, Joanne DiMaggio. Joanne, how can people connect with you?
Through my website, which is joannedimaggio.com, J-O-A-N-N-E-D-I-M-A-G-G-I-O, and the book is available on Amazon.
Well, I would highly recommend everybody get that book because it's fascinating, has fascinating stories about all these past lives. And Joanne, what would you say is the most important thing of us being open to past lives?
That there are lessons in it for you. There's logical explanations of what you're dealing with in the here and now, and it's really a tool for healing and moving forward. So it helps you to resolve the issues that have been plaguing you for your entire life. It gives meaning to it. It gives an explanation for it that makes sense. And it's just very powerful. You learn lessons from the past, and you can apply them to the present, and it frees you. It liberates you so that you can live a fuller and much more joyful existence.
Right, and we can let go of judgment because, you know, like we talked about, we've all been there. We have the perpetrator and the victim.
Right, exactly. We've been all races, all creeds, all both sexes. You know, we've really done it all, so you can't really look at someone else and point a finger and feel a sense of separation from them because you have been them. You are them. They are you. We're all connected to each other. We just simply trade and change our vehicle, our bodies change from, one lifetime to the other. But the soul remains the same. The soul just moves through the millenniums in gathering experience and knowledge and wisdom that it continues to take forward until we have finished this earthly journey and return to source, which is what our goal is.
What is our life purpose, our soul purpose, Joanne?
Well, that's what I think it is. I think it is to return to whence we came. At the moment of creation, we decided we wanted to come to this planet to learn what it was like to be in the physical body. And so the irony is we're just actually going right back to where we came from, where we started from. So we're going through this school called Earth, taking all these courses here to find out what it's like to experience emotion, to experience challenges and joys, have relationships with people, and enjoy this beautiful planet and then return to spirit from whence we came.
Mm. And what is your belief about, for example, these people now who experienced a typhoon in the Philippines and are devastated?
Well, it's always
to past life.
It's always difficult in a situation like that where there is a huge traumatic event to make some sense out of it. There's some countries have karma too, and but there's always, no matter what happens, there's always a lesson in it. There's a reason for it. So each of them individually experienced a lesson, and how what happened to them affected other people was part of the lesson. I know it's really difficult to watch something like that and experience it. Any kind of major catastrophe, 9/11, any of those things, and to try to make sense out of it. But when you look at it as an individual experience of a soul, there is a reason for it. There is a lesson in it, in how they reacted to the situation and how others reacted. So you know, there is purpose in even something as devastating as that.
Mm. Can you be somewhere at the wrong time at the wrong place?
Well, I don't believe in accidents. I don't think anything is random. And I also don't believe in coincidences. I just believe in synchronicity. And I think that there are no accidents, so you are where you need to be at a particular time. You may not on a conscious level understand it, but on a subconscious level, in the bigger scheme of things, that everything happens exactly as it is intended to. The universe operates in an orderly system, and like I said, there is actually a reason for everything, good, bad, indifferent, because it's all based on learning lessons. So you might be in a place where, you know, I mean, and the opposite happens too. I mean, there have been times when I have been driving along, and all of a sudden, I find myself on a different road, and I'm thinking to myself, how did I get here? I don't remember consciously turning here. But then I find out that if I had stayed on the road that I had been on, I may have been involved in an accident.
Right.
You know, something may have happened. So, like I said, there is this beautiful divine order. And, you know, you do have someone looking out for you. And everything happens as it is intended to.
I agree. And with that, I want to add that, you know, we got to listen within, because we get clues and our soul speaks to us, and sometimes we are warned, and you know, we get a clue, and then our logical mind says, well, you know, that's nonsense, it doesn't make sense, and we rationalize it away. I think on the path of the soul, we got to learn to listen and act on it.
Right, and that's what the soul writing really is about. Soul writing is a written form of meditation. It's listening to that still, small voice inside. But instead of just listening, it's committing what you're getting on paper so that you could go back and revisit that over and over again. So it's a really wonderful form of guidance that we've been given. We were given that at the time that we were born. Most people don't remember that they can tap into that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There's always somebody at the other end of that line that's there to give you guidance. So it's a wonderful tool that I encourage people to at least try. Most people get successful on the first try. And with practice, you really can get paragraph after paragraph of loving guidance from a divine source.
And Joanne, how can people do that? Say they don't do a past life regression, but they listen to you and they say, okay, I would love to learn soul writing. What is the first step?
Well, I give all the steps in the last chapter of my book, and it's also in my first book, Soul Writing. But basically, if you break it down, it's the same process as when you meditate. So you find a quiet place, a place where you won't be distracted, and take a few deep breaths or whatever process that you use to go into meditation, whether you listen to music or you have bells or you light candles or whatever ritualistic thing you do. You go into this meditative state, surround yourself with white light, say a prayer of protection. That's very important. I never work with spirit without doing that. And very quietly ask for guidance. If you have a specific question, you can ask that question. If you just want some generic advice, you could just wait patiently and put the pen on the paper. Or you could do this at your computer as well. The only thing I tell people if you're at a computer is that if you're doing this with your eyes half closed, and if you move over a tad, your fingers will be on the wrong keys and you won't be able to read anything afterwards. So I generally always do it by hand. Put the pen down on the paper and then wait for the guidance to come. You know, prayer is us talking to God. Well, meditation is God talking to us. So you're waiting to get the information coming through, and it will come through your soul and out your arm and in your hand and out on the paper. If you don't get anything, you could start by doing some ovals just to keep the flow, keep your wrists loose, keep the flow of the writing going. And out of those ovals will start to come letters, and out of the letters will start to come words. And you can, pretty soon you'll have a whole conversation going. You can have a conversation back and forth where you ask a question, wait for an answer, or you can just allow the answer to unfold.
Joanne, I am so sorry we're coming to the end of this show.
Okay.
But I think it's beautiful, that last advice to give to people. It's also in your book, Your Soul Remembers. And Joanne, thank you so much for coming. I've tremendously enjoyed this, and I'm sure the listeners too. And next week, we have Kate Montana returned back for an interesting conversation. And I wish all of you a very happy week, and listen to your soul and act on it.
You've been listening to Breakthrough Miracles, where you move from stuck to unstoppable. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover what happens when you live a miracle-filled life. Begin a journey to a life with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Roel. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, listen to your soul, and give birth to your biggest dreams. Visit BreakthroughMiracles.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your breakthrough miracle, or to schedule your soul coaching session with Saskia. Visit BreakthroughMiracles.com or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show. With Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns and co-host Cheryl Angela is dedicated to being love in action and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary, revolutionary, and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the divas and evolutionary visionaries each week as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. And visit DivineDivasRadio.com. On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.